Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Monday, one and all. Taz and the Moose back together again here. Hopefully everyone enjoyed their wonderful weekend and maybe some time off. You got Mike and Connor across the way and Bogish with your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time right here on CBS Sports Radio. We come to you each and every day live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Taz, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Moose, it's great to see you again, buddy. I got that. You got that beautiful golden tan going.
Oh,
you
it
got
was hot. It was yeah, hot in the Northeast.
I know.
Hot.
You're just laying around all week on the beach, taking that time off. Well deserved for you.
Yeah. You know, with three little kids, it's not exactly it's not the same as when you're a single
out with
man.
A Mai Tai,
right?
The sand.
You're hanging out, or when you're first married before children. Taz,
a little different.
It's a little different. It's a little bit of a different experience in terms of sandcastles.
Full workout,
right? Exactly. It's not. It's not a lot of relaxation.
Good point. I'm picturing you laying on a beach, relaxing, trying to think. Wait, he's got three little guys.
Well, I'm not on my honeymoon, Taz. I didn't just get married.
It's like a full sprinting around the sand.
No. It's ice cream. It's candy. It's this. Oh, it's sandcastles. It's to the pool. It's to the bathroom.
So you mean the three of them are just laying on the lounge, sunbathing? Daddy,
not at 6'4" and 2". No. Right. Reapplying the sunscreen,
sunblock,
the SPF, four or five times, Taz. Once they get wet, there's reapplying again, making sure they're wearing their hats so they don't get their scalp burned. I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot that goes into it. You know that.
I do. I remember when my son was little, we used to go to Disney World a lot.
Yeah.
And I used to say to my wife, we need a vacation after vacation.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Full-time job,
But, yeah, it was fun.
Good.
Last week everyone went well, I'm sure, right? I mean, you had some good, interesting topics last week.
We did. Andrew Bogus sat in for you, as you know. Yeah, we had some good shows. We did. Yeah, we definitely talked a lot about Michigan football and, you know, Harbaugh and stuff like that. Yeah, there was a lot of good topics. And as you know, it's a little slow this time of year, but still, we're getting ready for the NFL camps coming up here, you know, in a matter of moments, days, I should say so. But, yeah, no, we had a good week of shows for sure. You know, it was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I mean, and certainly, you know, the big story of the National Football League that broke on Friday, amazingly enough,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know. Yep.
Your typical Friday news dump, which is when you're trying to kind of bury a story a little bit, Taz, is the fact that Kansas City Chiefs, you know, wide receiver and certainly can help out special teams as well. We know how big of the cheetah out there in Kansas City. Yeah. Tyreek Hill is not going to be suspended or will not serve a suspension in 2019. Said that basically the NFL, for all the information they have now, he will not serve any sort of suspension, that he's free to practice and begin training camp with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. He'll be set to go as we sit right here on this Monday morning, as he stood on Friday afternoon, Taz, that he's set, ready to go, and ready to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, which I think for a lot of people leaves a very, very bitter taste in your mouth with everything that we know about the Tyreek Hill situation.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's tough for a lot of people. I mean, no matter if you're in the media or just a fan, no matter if you're not even a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And look, I think we all could agree that in between the lines, from a football perspective, this guy's a tremendous player. I mean, there's no doubt he's an amazing athlete. We all know that. Which I'm wondering, if he wasn't this great of a player and this great of an athlete, and this much of a human highlight reel while he's playing football, you know, would the NFL handle this differently? Right? I mean, that's something that's had across people's minds, my mind.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you know what? That's a great question to ask. And I would hope that everyone is treated with the same brush, Taz, that everyone's looked at as the same. Right, yeah. But as we all know, that's probably not the case.
Probably not, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not the case.
That's not how life is. There's double standards. There's, you know, I mean, you know what I mean.
I agree with you, but here's the one thing you could say as well. With him being in so much in the spotlight, Taz, even more pressure's on the National Football League to try and get this right. And listen, I'm not going to tell you that I was sitting there and we're right there sitting, like a fly on the wall watching the Tyreek Hill relationship with his
significant
other and also with his child. I'm not going to tell you that. And I'm not going to tell you I, with a 100% certainty, know exactly what transpired on that night. I don't. I think when he's caught on audio basically telling his fiance, you need to be terrified
of
me.
That's the line right there.
I mean, that doesn't tell me that is a good, a guy that I want to hang around with or necessarily a good human being.
I totally agree.
I don't think I've ever told any. I mean, you worked in the wrestling industry. That's one thing when you're playing it off
as a character.
As a character,
TV, that's a
right?
Story.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
When you're talking about involved in relationships, whether it be your partner, whether it be a friend, it does not matter. Your child, you need to be terrified of me. When those words are coming out of your mouth, I mean, Taz, how do you now the NFL? How do you not hand out any sort of suspension for that? For him being the star that he is.
Can't answer the question. I mean, because you're not. I mean, yeah, no, you're right, and that's the thing. That line that he had said to her, is the one that a lot of people are sinking their teeth in and have a ultra bad taste in their mouth for, and they should, because it's a disgusting thing to say, and it's right there. He said it. I mean, there's proof of it, right? So he said that line to her. I mean, the real victim here is in any time there's something, any kind of domestic thing with a man and a woman, two people in a relationship, and there's a child involved in any way, shape, or form. I'm a dad. You're a dad. Even if you're not a dad or a mom, a parent, you get it. It's just that's the real victim is this little kid. Just in this kind of middle of this turmoil of a relationship that they have here, it seems like. I'm not a relationship expert. You're not either.
But
it's like, I feel.
I mean, the child was abused. I mean, we do know that. I mean, we do know what Tyreek Hill said on video, right? On audio, right?
Yeah,
the NFL had the full terrified audio since April, right? They investigated, the lead NFL investigator spent 8.5 hours interviewing Hill in Kansas City in June. They made multiple attempts to interview his fiance, right, Crystal Espinel. Those attempts all failed, so they could not interview her. They only interviewed him. They had the audio, and they felt like they did not have enough evidence to suspend Tyreek Hill. Now, Taz, here's the one thing I would say is that this is one that could really come back to haunt the National Football League.
Right,
because we're talking about now, domestic violence coming into the league when he was at Oklahoma State. Right?
Yep.
Now, with his girlfriend at the time. I don't think it was his same girl. Was it the same girl?
I don't know.
I'm not 100% certain.
I don't know either.
But anyway, domestic violence coming into the league, right, which led a lot of teams to take Tyreek Hill off of their draft board and said, we were not going to touch Tyreek Hill with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
The Kansas City Chiefs gambled on it, took him. We know how big of a star he's been in the league. Now we have this situation rear its ugly head, and the National Football League decides to do nothing. I would say, put it to this way, Taz, if there's no repercussions, how does anyone learn a lesson?
Yeah, I mean, right, exactly. I mean, I don't know.
Regardless of behavior, there's no repercussions for your behavior, does anyone really learn a lesson? Just saying sorry.
Slap on the wrist or public, lightly publicly out there, and that's it. Now he's going to be, he'll be back with the Chiefs.
I mean, and to a certain extent, because there are reports out of Kansas City that they're interested in signing Tyreek Hill to a long-term contract extension.
Right,
I mean, does anyone really learn the lesson that needs to be learned to stop that behavior. Maybe it's inherent, Taz. Maybe it's behavior that's just never going to go away. Maybe that's who he is.
Right.
Regardless of if they handed out a 4 or six or whatever game suspension it might have been, maybe it's a case of that this was going to come up regardless because this is who Tyreek Hill is. He's not a good individual. He's not a good man.
Right.
And maybe that comes along with the territory. Maybe it's a case that they feel like Tyreek Hill with the proper counseling can turn his life around, and he doesn't have these fits of anger, against women or his child. I mean, I don't know, but here's what I would say. For the National Football League, it's a big-time gamble. I don't know if they could put their head to the pillow each and every night and say to themselves they're confident that they got this one right.
Yeah, and Mike, thank you. Mike looked into it. He was telling me while you were speaking, Moose. Yeah, this is the same female.
It's the same woman.
Same woman that he's been with since college. So, Tyreek Hill and her. So, and with the NFL over the past 4 months, they said that they conducted a heavy-duty, investigation on the allegations regarding Hill. And they said throughout the investigation, their main concern in the NFL is the well-being of the child, which is... I'm not saying the NFL's lying about that. That should be. I mean, and I believe the NFL in regards to that. I do. But they said with their research, with their investigation, the child is safe and ongoing care is being directed and monitored by the, I'm reading this right now, by the Johnson County District Court and Johnson County Department for Children and Families. So, it's no one saying the NFL didn't do or is not doing a heavy duty, investigation on this thing here, but to your point, Moose, there's kind of enough of a body, I hate to say body of work, that's the wrong way to word this, there's enough of a pattern here with Hill since he's in college that it's kind of like there's enough big bright red flags, a plethora of them, that I got to tell you, it looks bad for the Chiefs, it looks bad for the NFL. It just looks super bad that what's going on. And Hill now can attend camp, which opens Friday, July 26th. So it's like, for the Chiefs, like I said at the top here in my commentary with you and I here of this segment, if this was, a second or third string guy or a guy that, was in the league for 1 year that no one knew his name, I mean, would this be happening? Yeah, probably not. He'd be suspended or in a lot of trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the NFL's protocol in the past has always been they let the legal process play out before they come down and hand out any kind of suspension, right? They've done it in previous cases before, right? They're not going to jump the legal system, right? And in April, Johnson County District Attorney Steve Howe announced that he would not press charges against Hill or Espinel for abuse of their young son. Howe added, though, that we believe a crime has occurred, but the evidence did not conclusively establish who committed the crime against the child. Hill has denied these child abuse allegations, calling them false in a statement that he did tweet out. So in April, there's no legal repercussions because legally they can't figure out which parent committed the crime. They believe a crime occurred, but they can't figure out whether it was Tyreek Hill or Crystal Espinel. So,
and it's a 3-year-old in the middle of this.
Correct.
That's how old the child is.
That's how old the child is. So they can't conclusively move forward with the case. So they decide to say, well, a crime did occur, but we can't conclusively say which parent committed the crime, right? Wow. Now you have the audio of Tyreek Hill basically threatening Crystal, his fiance.
Right.
And basically saying that, you should be basically terrified of me. And now the National Football League, now this is not stepping into a legal court case. This is not a case of where you have to prove something without a reasonable doubt, right? Beyond a reasonable doubt. This is not this. The National Football League is a business. They're a sports entity. We know how popular they are. But someone's got to explain to me, as Jenny Varentis wrote on SI.com, Taz, why exactly that threat against his fiance is not a violation of the CBA and the personal conduct policy. How can you go out and basically verbally threaten your fiance and face no repercussions whatsoever?
And there is there's audio,
I don't get it.
There's audio proof of this. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, it's like this is not like he said, she said, well, there's no proof, which, if there's no proof, then it's a tough situation. But there's some, and what Hill said was to his fiance, you should you should be terrified of me too. And then he said he called it a B word. So by saying you should be terrified of me too, Moose, look, we're not lawyers, we're not detectives, but if you got any common sense, you could figure out he's not just the context of that statement. It's not like you should be hey, Moose, you should be terrified of me.
Right.
Well, no, it's like if we're arguing, you and I, about everybody on the show, and I go nuts and I'm in a rage, and I say, hey, Moose, you should be terrified of me.
Right.
Or I say, hey, Moose, stop laughing. And if I say, And I say, Moose, you should be terrified of me also, then that means Connor might be in danger of me. That means Mikey B. If I'm saying, you know what I mean, other people are around me. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. You connect the dots because basically there is a situation or with the treatment of his young son that his fiance has witnessed and basically saying, well, you know what, you should be terrified of
me
also.
That's exactly it. That's so, right. And by the way, just for people on we weren't laughing about this topic.
No, I was laughing about the example.
About the example, because sometimes I might go through some rages.
Well, right.
But it's all in fun.
No, it's so all
it
fun.
It had nothing to do with the Hills.
Nothing to do with that. But here's the other problem you have with the NFL investigation, Taz. As you mentioned in the statement, they talked about it being comprehensive. Right? But in that statement, they were not privy to all the information of the case, of the court case surrounding Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. So how you didn't talk to her. You spoke to him for 8.5 hours in June. You weren't privy to all the information in terms of the court case. How comprehensive of an investigation could that possibly be? That's where people look at the National Football League and play to the point, Taz, that you mentioned to kick off the program, is that Tyreek Hill's getting star treatment, right? Tyreek Hill's a huge player. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be a really good team in the AFC.
Sure.
They've revamped that defense. We know how great of a player Patrick Mahomes is at the quarterback spot. Some would argue that he's the best quarterback in the National Football League at his very, very young age, right? So he's a really athletic, really good kid. I mean, as good of a guy as you could possibly come across and you could easily connect to. So they're one of the favorites in the AFC to get themselves to a Super Bowl. We know how important Tyreek Hill is to that team. Now they look at it and look at this situation where people are saying, well, the NFL is looking at it and saying, well, they're keeping a star on the league. Because this is one, Taz, where there is enough smoke here to believe that there's more than just a little bit of fire, that if Tyreek Hill and his behavior does continue, and it has continued from Oklahoma State to now as a Kansas City Chief in some way, shape, or form, whether it be verbally or whether it be physically, that this is going to come back and haunt the National Football League at some point in time, then what are they going to say?
Yeah, I don't...
What do you say then?
You're right.
What do you say then?
That's it. No, you're right. You're right.
If you're the National Football League, what excuse are you going to give them? We didn't know when he's on audio threatening his fiance. I have no idea. And you're dead on correct. The National Football... For him, for her situation, his situation, the child is put in a spot that he did not choose.
Right? Correct.
He was born into this world.
He's 3 years old.
He's 3 years of age.
Yeah.
He's got no other choice. I pray that child is safe on every single night. I really do. Because that is as bad of a position and situation that he could be in. That's why I look at Adrian Peterson with the stuff with the switch and hitting his kid. I don't look at that. I look at him completely differently, but he gets another shot in the National Football League. I'm not telling you that Tyreek Hill can't play in the NFL. I'm not telling you that he should be banned for life, but I should say this. There's got to be some repercussions for behavior. You can't just be doing whatever the hell you want to do, and the National Football League say, well, there's not enough evidence, so we really can't do anything. Our hands are tied. No! This is not. Right. We're not in the court of law. You can do something.
I mean, just for what he said, that statement that you need to be terrified of me too, you know, I mean, that in itself, and in the audio... You know, Crystal Espinal, Hill's fiance, basically said about the child that the child said daddy did it, meaning the injury. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, I know it's tough. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. You're not a lawyer. I understand that. I'm not a judge. You're not a judge. But, like, I understand it's difficult for a three-year-old saying this. Who knows? You know, kids sometimes, I'm not saying it's the case with this, but... You know, and you have little kids, so you understand that. One time my kid was little, so sometimes kids say things that maybe aren't true. That happens. But still, there is a pattern of just with this topic, what happened with this three-year-old kid, child, and Espinal and Hill, that it's like, You got to have something. You can't just say, all right, you can go to camp on Friday, no problem. There's got to be something.
There's got to be something. And Taz, I mentioned the Varentis column. So listen to this just quickly before we head a break. And then we want your calls at 855-212-4227, right? Playing off the comment that he made, or the threat that he made to his fiance, right? The threat, which Hill has admitted he made, constitutes a violation of the personal conduct policy as is written. The first item in the policy's list of prohibited behaviors is, quote-unquote, actual or threatened physical violence against another person. Last year, Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith was suspended 4 games by the NFL for evidence of threatening and emotional abusive behaviors that showed a pattern of improper conduct. Just one example of how players who may not face criminal charges can still be subject to league discipline. So someone's got to answer from that from the National Football League.
Right,
you did that with Jimmy Smith, the cornerback for the Baltimore Ravens, and then you have this threat, which he admitted that he made, and the National Football League basically throws their hands up and says, there's not enough evidence.
Hill has to admit it because there's quotes from some quotes from the disturbing audio.
Right.
I mean, Crystal Espinel said, he's terrified of you. Hill said, he's terrified of me. You should be terrified of me, too, B-word. And then Crystal said, he said daddy did it. And then Chris said, you're always beating him. You're always beating him when he's crying. You open his arms and punched him in the chest. Now, this is what she's saying. Now, you know, again, this is from...
It's disturbing.
It's super disturbing. I mean, so it really is. But the NFL, I mean, it's got... I mean, you just read... How is there not, you know, like some kind of repercussion to your point?
Well, right. And here's where you run it down the line, right? There wasn't a comprehensive investigation because they didn't speak to her. They only spoke to him for 8.5 hours. And they didn't have all the evidence from that surrounded the case. And they did not answer the question of why the verbal threat against her was not a violation of the collective bargaining agreement, the personal conduct policy, when it's been a violation for other players in the past. Yet, he's going to show up on Friday, as you mentioned, Taz, ready to play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Craziness.
Want to hear from you at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It's Taz and the Moose getting going on a busy Monday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, two and more brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. How about Walker Buehler? Buehler threw 7 scoreless innings, struck out 11 as the Dodgers blanked the Marlins 9-0 out in Los Angeles. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Moose, let's go out to New Jersey. Talk to John. Listen on radio.com.
Oh. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John from Jersey.
John, what's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Welcome back, Moose. How are you?
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Okay, hang on. Hold on. Hold on a second. Not so fast, my friend. Okay, so listen, John, I find it very interesting. You know, Look, I'm not a detective. I just play with it on the radio. But I find it very interesting that you don't call all week while Malusis is out.
Mark Malusis.
Nothing.
No, I did call last week, and you said to me, John, does Mark Malusis know you're calling when he's out?
Oh, that happened?
And I said,
you know what, you're right.
Moose did give me permission, yeah.
You did say, that's messed up. That's so then I back up my statement. I mean, I backtrack my statement, or retract. What's the word, Moose? Retract?
Retract.
Retract.
Thank
you,
Andrew Bogus, former co-host. Andrew, did he call? Andrew, he did call.
He did call, and I believe.
Fill in. Sorry, my bad.
I believe it was.
I had that Freudian slip.
I believe it was this moment.
Sorry about that.
Memos would be sent.
My bad.
My bads are out the window.
Yes, go ahead. It was early last Monday, then he was gone the rest of the week.
John.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe he called Moose. Maybe John called and then realized you weren't in, and then he stopped calling. You think that's what happened?
No. John's an avid listener. He listens every day. He's locked in. No, I know. Well, every single day. That's it.
I'm teasing you, John.
He's a relentless tweeter too.
Yeah, John, you gotta get some help about the tweeting. You're a little bit out of control. I'm just between you and me.
No, I understand. I gotta calm down a little bit. Some things I just get very upset about.
Hot takes on a lot of stuff.
I got a hot take on this. I think the NFL should be ashamed of themselves. The Chiefs should be ashamed of themselves. And I think the reason that they didn't suspend them is obvious. They're in the middle of the CBA negotiations right now. And if you think the league wants to suspend a star player right in the middle when they're trying to get the union and to agree on a contract, it's not going to happen.
Well, let me ask you this. How exactly, you know, would that factor in? Doesn't the CBA, when you look at the Players Association, yes, they want to protect players' rights, but they want to protect all players.
But I think one of the issues with the union has always been Goodell's unilateral power when it comes to discipline. And whenever they've disciplined in the past, it's been an issue with the union for whatever the reason is. And I think they're not looking to rock the boat right now. I think, and now whether that is the reason, I don't know if it's the reason, but I think it's absolutely a reason.
I agree with John. I think there could be some of that playing into for sure because they don't want to rock the boat. You know, the union. They want to try and keep they want to try and keep rolling. Yeah, I think you might be on point.
I mean, the union obviously, if they suspend them, is going to be a grievance, just like they're going to do for any player. But I think just the union will look at it that you suspended a player that there's no proof that he did anything.
But he threatened, the mother of his three children.
Okay. You don't have to convince me, brother. He should not be playing. Absolutely. And if I was a player who's been suspended for less, or if not the same, if I'm Ezekiel Elliott, am I happy that this guy's walking and you're suspending me six games?
If you're Ezekiel Elliott, you're getting on a plane going to Europe now, wherever he's going.
Well,
that's another story.
We'll get to that in a little bit. But, and that's where I guess maybe I have a little bit of a different opinion with the Players Association is. I don't know if the Players Association are looking at if a four-game, whatever suspension got handed down to Tyreek Hill, and yes, they defend him, but I mean, at some point, players have to be held accountable for their behavior. It sounded like this suspension would be coming out of thin air, out of nothing. It's not like he woke up and all of a sudden, hey, we're suspended Patrick Mahomes for six games. For what? Yeah. Well, we decided to suspend. No, I mean, that we've all heard the audio. The audio is disturbing.
I understand. But I mean, to me, there has to be some reason why they're not suspending him. Everyone looks at it and says, wow, how do you not suspend this guy? And they don't. Maybe just a conspiracy theorist, I think it's something to do with CBA.
And there's a good chance of that. And John, we appreciate the call, my man, being Moose both them. It's great to have you back too, John, being that Moose is back, but I digress.
Well,
no,
he did call last week.
I know. And you know what also is, before we get to our latest sports update here, because Andrew just walked in, Kelce, did you see what Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Chiefs, he basically said everybody knows how important Tariq Hill is to our offense. Like, once he heard the news that he wasn't being suspended. Like, dude, you know what? Like, it's not about football, like, at this point here.
Well, isn't it about life?
Yeah.
Well, that's where it's really kind of disturbing where our morals are kind of out of whack here. Our beliefs are out of whack, where you're looking at it and saying, well, listen, it's about we need Tyreek Hill to win football games. Well, we understand the importance of Tyreek Hill for the Kansas City Chiefs offense. We all saw it last year. We know how big of a game changer he is, Taz.
Yeah, of course.
But if you're one of his teammates, you look at Tyreek Hill, I mean, and he's threatening the mother of three children, where his three-year-old son is being abused, or there was a case of abuse that they couldn't prove one way or the other, whether it was the mom or the dad that did it, either Crystal or Tyreek, and they decide not to pursue the case, but they believe that there was a violation of the law. They just did not have enough evidence one way or the other. And you're going to look at Tyreek Hill and say, hey, bud, welcome back.
Yeah, I know.
We're glad to have you back on Friday. Welcome back.
Exactly.
We can't wait to get you back on the practice field. I mean,
we're excited to have him back in the building. We're excited to get to work with him again. This is what kind of, I'm paraphrasing what Kelce said. I mean, I don't think there was anything else. I mean, in my research, of what Kelce's
there's a report out of Kansas City. They want to sign him to a contract extension.
I know. I know. Crazy.
It's insanity. What world are we
That's
in?
That's crazy. If I'm running Kareem Hunt play for this team,
yes.
Like running back, yeah. I mean, like, what are we doing? Like, really?
You don't learn lessons from the past. I mean, you don't. Listen, we all believe people deserve second chances and people could turn their lives around, Taz, but when the behavior is reciprocal, when it continues, when the lesson was a lot learned from college,
there's a pattern of behavior.
Well, when do you come to a point and say, you know what, we understand how good of a player he is, but there does come a point here where we're not comfortable moving forward with you representing our franchise.
Yeah, I mean,
they haven't reached that point. Neither have the NFL. The NFL's A-okay with Tyreek Hill being one of their big stars in the league and not handing out any kind of repercussions.
One of the other key players on that offense, and Kelsey's fine with it too. His teammate on that offense, that great offense of the Chiefs.
And how about the NFL dumping it on a Friday?
Well, that's
I mean, that's the other thing as well.
Yeah,
that is a case of you do it, July weekend on a Friday. Middle of July.
Nothing
you basically throw it out there. Yeah, right.
Everyone's on vacation.
Everyone's either on vacation or you're going into the weekend or, you know, whatever it might be. And they're hoping, by Monday, this will, you know, no one will be hammering this point.
Oh, no. Taz and the Moose are here.
There you go.
We got you.
Well, how about that?
Not so fast.
Right? That's exactly right. What's going on, Bogus? Wow, how you doing,
just
buddy?
Just here. Thanks for coming for me, guys. I appreciate it. Here's your report. It's sponsored by Geico. Man. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Whoa!
Watch that.
We all saw it roughly 18 hours ago.
Ages.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to play an Anne LaGorie. Oh,
it's a story for the ages.
That's what Anne would have said had she been at Royal Port Rush for us this weekend for CBS Sports Radio.
Anymore?
Come on. Don't make me miss Pete.
Can we try this again?
No, it's 0-2.
Okay.
It's fine.
We can't
just
circle back.
Read.
No,
I'll take pull Connor's pants down. Jeez, just crack
pulling them out on the air like that. Jeez.
I sit out in that tiny newsroom.
Yeah.
Slaving over these scripts, trying to make them entertaining.
It's a little strong.
That's a little powerful.
Funny, humorous.
Well, you're not doing a good job of all of those things.
All
but I
little Connor has to do is have my computer on the air.
I mean, Connor's just stepping in here for Pete the Body Bellotti. And, like, all of a sudden, the poor guy, Seg 2, is getting ripped.
Well, he's the reigning CBS Sports Radio Rookie of the Year. At some point, he needs to...
Connor, you got an award. Did you know that, Moose?
No, they handed out awards.
It's news to all of us.
Yeah, it was a big event last week. Got a big award.
Yeah.
Great.
Nice.
Laminated.
I missed
nope.
Everything.
Right.
So if we're going to love him every once in a while, that's okay. It wasn't funny anyway. Shane Lowry winning his first major. Relative ease, 6 shots better than Tommy Fleetwood, with no one getting closer than 3 during yesterday's final round at Port Rush.
I just went out there and tried to give my best, and look, I'm here now, major champion. It's I can't believe I'm saying it, to be honest.
Lowry carding a 1-over-72 yesterday through the worst weather of the week. He finishes at 15-under. Fleetwood a major runner-up for the second time in his career. Brooks Koepka finishing tied for 4th to become the 5th ever with top 5s at all 4 majors in a season. 7 NFL teams, including the Bears, Jaguars, and Vikings, have rookies and assorted vets reporting to training camp today. The Texans began showing up yesterday. Defensive end J.J. Watt and wideout DeAndre Hopkins will start camp on the physically unable to perform list. They can be activated at any time. Hopkins hurt his shoulder late last season. Watt had off-season knee surgery. The Dolphins are waiving D-tackle Kendrick Norton with a non-football injury designation. That allows him to get his full salary for the coming season. Norton lost his left arm in a July 4th car accident. As we've said before, all of his medical bills covered by team and league insurance. The Atlanta Braves got the final win on the diamond yesterday, 7-1 over the Nationals. The 4-game split maintains the Braves' 6.5-game lead on the Nats in the NL East. In the afternoon, the Dodgers blanked the Marlins in L.A. 9-0. Walker Buehler, Cady Levin over 7.
We're always out there trying to get outs any way we can, but if you can make some good pitches and some leverage counts, you're going to get the strikeouts. And I was lucky enough to have Barnsey putting the right fingers and making some pitches.
Nah, Barnsey and those fingers. Buehler is now 9-1, a 3.23 ERA on the season. The Houston Astros still hot, 5-3 winners over the Rangers yesterday. That's five in a row for them, seven consecutive losses for Texas. The Angels have released Matt Harvey. The former Met had a 7.09 ERA while making $11 million. And we finish with some soccer drama. The agent for Gareth Bale says Real Madrid head coach and former French star Zidane is a disgrace. Zidane said, quote, "We hope he leaves soon after leaving Bale out of Saturday's International Champions Cup game with Bayern Munich." Guys, back
all
to
right.
you.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS is your number to call. Taz hinted upon it. Is Ezekiel Elliott making plans to leave the country during training camp? We'll get into that as next. As training camps are upon us, Taz.
I know. Fired up, man. Dialed it. That means Hard Knocks is around the corner with
that's
the Raiders.
That's it. NFL, college football right around the corner.
Yep.
All right
great.
There, totally. Yes.
I've been locked in, though, to Big Brother on CBS. You know,
I know you are.
I'm obsessed with that show.
I know. You know and your wife.
Yes, that's all we
TV.
Watch. That's it. That's all we watch. Nothing else. I got the it. Live feeds I watch. Everything. I'm obsessed.
Oh, my God.
It's bad. Moose, it's bad.
Yeah, I'm
you have
sure.
no idea. I'm embarrassed.
No, you should be embarrassed. Radio.
Thank you.
You should love it. Enjoy it. No, don't be embarrassed.
I don't know.
It's Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up? This is your boy Oscar De La Hoya, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On a Monday morning, we're back together again. Time now to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. So how about Ezekiel Elliott here, the Cowboys running back, right? making plans to leave the country amid his contract holdout.
I know. Excuse me. It's tremendous. It really is. It's like, he's just like, whatever. You know, a lot of people are freaking out about this. I mean, I'd love to get your take on this, Moose, but I've got to say, for me, if I was a Cowboy fan, I wouldn't be freaking out that much. I mean, this is not like, you know, 1976 here. I mean, people do have, you know, email on their cell phone, their attorney, his lawyer, agent, and all that stuff. His representation, I'm sure, is going to be in the United States. And the guy is a phone call away, a text away, an email away. I understand the concern. And, you know, if you're a Cowboy fan, look, you got all offseason to go on vacation or go out of the country, do whatever the hell he's going to do. You know, and now you do it. I mean, I just also think it's a way he's sending a message, you know, to the Cowboys type thing. But, I mean, does it bother you that if you were a Cowboy fan, would you be a little, like, really concerned about this?
Well, okay, so I look at anyone could do, you're right. I mean, technology,
right.
There's other ways to get out. I don't know if it's necessarily I feel great about a guy keeping himself in great shape if he's planning a trip to Europe.
That's... Yeah, it's a hot, yeah,
I mean,
be a lot of carbohydrate intake.
I don't know where he's headed. I mean, out of the country could be anywhere. I mean,
it's all
could
rumor,
be,
too, by the way. It's
well,
just a rumor.
Right,
there's no proof
right.
to this.
So, right. So, I mean, Mike Florio had it, you know, per league source. Elliott currently is believed to be making plans for a trip out of the country. That trip out of the country could be anywhere, right? He could be headed to Canada. I mean, he could be headed to Mexico.
You should have started this rumor last week before
right.
you went away.
He could
Moose
be going,
is going to somewhere.
He could be going, right. He could be going anywhere, Taz, but... I guess my and people are going to use leverage any other way, but I mean, whether he's in Arlington or whether he's in, you know, say Prague, does it really matter
Prague.
In terms of the leverage that he holds against the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, they, you know, I mean, I don't think that hurts. I would be a little concerned about a guy that likes to party hard,
right?
That has had issues away from the football field. As they've been well-documented issues.
Mm-hmm.
We've run through them, right?
Absolutely.
The latest being out in Vegas, in which he faced no discipline. But, you know, the St. Patrick's Day parade, what was that, 2017, mm-hmm. where he pulled a woman's shirt down or top down.
Yeah.
You know, there have been a number of issues. He was a guy at Ohio State that everyone said, well, he was there to practice and he trained hard, but he also partied hard away from the football field when he was a member of the Ohio State Buckeyes. So, you know, I'd be a little concerned that he's headed someplace else outside
right.
of the, you know, outside of where, you know, outside of the greater California or Texas area. I mean, that's where I'd be a little concerned about, no?
Yeah, I think a little. I mean, but like I said, I do think that it's kind of like Zeke Elliott's thing. Like, he just kind of gets people, once you think he's going left, he kind of goes right. You know, it's kind of the way he runs the football, right? Look, you got this guy's, it was last year top in rushing. He had over 1,400 yards rushing, number one in rushing yards, you know, in the NFL. So for the Dallas Cowboys, you're playing for one of the more popular franchises in pro sports, not just the NFL, in the Dallas Cowboys, right? You always got to look at the Cowboys and the New York Yankees and, you know, the Patriots. These are like the teams of teams, the Lakers, you know, these sports teams are, even casual sports viewers or fans are dialed in. Oh, America's team, Dallas Cowboys. Oh, Zeke Elliott, yeah, he's the running back. Makes you know, it's like he's a household name for them. So if he's out of the country while his teammates are going to camp, the other thing, too, that I wouldn't be worried about, this guy knows the offense like the back of his hand. So it's not like he's going to, you know, I understand your point about is he going to be in shape. It's a good point. I mean, is he going to be making sure he's training if these rumors are true and he is out of the country? If he's in Prague, is he going to go to the hotel fitness center and get on a treadmill before he goes to the breakfast buffet and does some serious damage? I hope so. If for the Cowboy fans, I hope he's doing his cardio. Who knows what's going to happen with this guy?
No. And I get it, but let me look at it from like we look at it from all angles, right? But say Taz, you own the Dallas Cowboys,
right? I'd hire you as my GM.
I appreciate that, Taz. What would be when you look at Elliott though? What's the thing you want Elliott to prove to you?
That's a great question. I would want Elliott, if I was the owner of the Dallas Cowboys,
and he's looking for a contract extension. They picked up his fifth year option for the 2020 season, right? His rookie contract, right? We know how productive he's been, but what's the thing you want to see from Elliott?
I'd want him to be more, how do I word this? Not more subdued. I'd want him to be a little bit more of a lower key type player. Like, not so much that he's a public eye monger. I want him to be more like the running back, the second year running back for the Giants, like Barkley. I want him to be like
all
that.
All work,
all business, no need. You know, and that's what I would want.
I agree with you.
But, this guy is.
No, right. I understand that. That's what I would want. But if you're Ezekiel Elliott and you're looking for a contract extension and you're looking to rework this deal and you know how productive he has been, don't you have to play the game a little bit with the Cowboys?
Well, yeah, I think, especially with Jones. Yeah,
don't you have to then, if they are less enthusiastic about signing you to a contract extension because you're already on thin ice with the NFL, right? You can't get out of your own way away from the football field. Whether trouble finds you or you find trouble, however way you want to phrase it, you know, there's concern when they put their head to the pillow about Ezekiel Elliott. Don't you want a guy that is going to then all of a sudden maybe do a complete role reversal, and the best way for him to get that contract extension is to be, all right, I'll play the game. You know, I'm gonna keep my you know, my head to the grindstone, my nose to the grindstone. I'm gonna be all about business. I'm gonna change the way I conduct myself away from the football field. I'm not gonna be this guy that's gonna be out, you know, partying or enjoying myself. I'm not gonna be at St. Patrick's Day parade, you know, and out there and taking all that in. I understand he's still a young man. I'm not telling you
February?
Not. What, St. Patrick's Day?
When's St. Patrick's Day?
Is it March? It's in March, March 17th. Oh. But the point being, though, Taz, is this, is that don't you have to play the game? Don't you have to prove yourself to the Dallas Cowboys? If you want something from somebody, then don't you have to show that somebody what they want to see in order to then get the money that you're looking for?
I, you're right, and I agree. And the short answer is yes, but you're speaking as someone who's, you know, had real jobs and segued into real careers, a real, you know, you've paid dues in your life. As have I, and most people listening to us have regular lives and regular jobs. This is somebody, and then not to stereotype all athletes like this, that is a top D1 flight athlete at Ohio State, has been catered to since a young age, and then segues into the NFL making millions right out of the box.
True.
And he's a front hood ornament for one of the biggest franchises in sports history. So that's a little tougher for him. I'm not making excuses for him. He's not thinking like
that.
But
you bring up Saquon Barkley.
Right. Well, good point. That's
There are examples, you're right,
they're
that don't
similar,
get it.
Right. They have history as far as the talent.
Well, talent. Yeah. But then you all, I mean, to make it to the NFL, even if you're the 53rd guy on the, you know.
Oh, it's hell, hard as hell.
It's really, hard as hell. And you have to be really talented and really gifted. But if you're talking about a star in the National Football League, I mean, you've worked your rear end off to get this opportunity, but there's some guys that get in, some guys that don't. That's the fear that I would have where I'd be concerned about investing in Ezekiel Elliott long-term, Taz, because I don't know what's around the corner with
him. Right, and the thing with Zeke, he's sending this message out about these rumors going out of the country during training camp.
Right.
Because he knows they're going to need me for my production. So he's sending a different type of message.
Well, and he's got the leverage, Taz, because Dak Prescott can't sit in the pocket and throw the football.
That's a fact.
And that's it.
That's a fact.
It's Taz the Moose on this Monday morning. The annoying slow guy on the golf course bothers Brooks Koepka next.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.